knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jack.
What are you making?
Well, it's...
Let me have a taste here.
Jack!
Interesting flavor. It's a little too gummy, though.
It's supposed to be. It's glue.
Cindy!
It's for the kites I'm making.
Kites?
Janet, Terry, and I thought it might be fun to go kite flying. All I have to do is put the tail on and she's ready to go.
Oh, let me see. Let me help you.
Oh, thanks,
Jack. Oh, a kite. Did you make this yourself?
Uh-huh. All by myself.
Oh, well, I'm proud of you, Cindy. It's a job well done.
Thanks, Jack.
Who knows? It may even fly.
Well, how about taking her for a test run?
Sure.
Okay.
Cindy, wait a minute.
Jack was helping me with my kite.
I'll fix it for you. Maybe we can make two little ones out of this.
And you say that Cindy's clumsy. Hi, Mr. Furley.
I won't be needing your picnic basket.
What happened?
There's not going to be any picnic. Francine broke our date. She called and said this is the day she washes her hair.
Well, why don't you just ask her out for tomorrow?
I did. She said that's the day she dries it.
She's just trying to make herself beautiful for you.
Oh, horse pucky. Sorry, Cindy. Oh, we all know that old Francine's just giving me the old brush off.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just not macho enough for her.
Mr. Furley, I don't think you should pick on yourself. You're plenty macho.
I am not. I'm through with women. Don't you get any ideas.
I'll get it.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, but could you tell me where I could find the manager?
Oh, are you in luck today?
Allow me to introduce myself.
I was just driving by when I saw how well kept up this building was.
Oh, I'm Ralph Furley, and it didn't get that way by accident. My life is devoted to keeping this building looking as snappy as possible.
Oh, then you're the manager.
Well, not just the manager.
Oh, then you're the owner.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I should have known you were the owner. I mean, I could tell just by looking at you that you're the kind of man that appearances are important.
It's that obvious, isn't it?
Yes. Take this shirt, for example. That's exactly the kind of shirt that Burt Reynolds always wears.
Yeah, Bert probably saw me wearing this shirt. Yeah, I always drive through Hollywood when I go to the dentist.
You know, I would just love to see more of this beautiful building.
Well, certainly, Mrs.
Miss.
Miss.
But you can call me Marcia.
Well, Marcia, why don't we start with my apartment?
Why not?
Excuse us.
Did you see that?
See what?
The way that lady came on to Mr. Furley after he said that he owned the building.
I sure did.
Oh, come on. She was just flirting with him. What harm can there be in that?
Kids, you better call a locksmith.
Why?
I think Marcia has just stolen the key to my heart.
Boy, I think Cindy... Cindy did really good on this one, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh! Jack, why don't you watch what you're doing?
New kite.
Yes, Cindy spent the whole money making us a new one.
Oh, let's see it.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
No, not after what you did to Cindy's kite.
Can you believe her? That was just a freak accident, Janet. Could happen to anybody. Oh, God. Another thing. Never mind, it wasn't that important. A little scotch tape and it'll be brand new.
Oh, James, you keep...
Sorry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
I just had the weirdest experience. It was like something out of the Twilight Zone. I told Furley I was going to be a little late with the rent, and he goes, fine. How do you explain that?
Easy. Furley is in love.
Our Mr. Furley?
Yeah, I think he's finally found his dream girl, Marcia. She's smart and pretty.
And a little strange.
Huh?
Why else would she date Furley?
Because she thinks he's got money.
You mean because he told her he owns the building?
Well, not just that, Jack. I mean, he's been whining and dining her for 3 days.
Well, maybe she just enjoys his company.
You know, but what if she is after his money? I mean, what's going to happen when she finds out that he doesn't have any?
I think I can answer that. Mr. Furley will have to check into Heartbreak Hotel, walk down Lonely Street, stroll the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, cruise the avenue...
Hey, Larry, okay? I think we got the picture.
Poor Mr. Furley. I mean, what can we do?
We can get his ex-wife to break them up.
What?
Look, if Marcia thinks he has an ex-wife who controls all his money, we find out whether or not she's a fortune hunter.
Oh, now that's just great. Now all we have to do is get Furley married and divorced before their next date.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. I'm dating this actress. She could play the ex-Mrs. Furley.
Is she good?
The best. And she can act, too.
Ow!
It's 5:14. Larry said that actress friend of his was going to be here at 5 o'clock.
Oh, there's Marcia.
Look, now what are we going to do?
Hello, Miss Whitewood. Hello. What a surprise.
Oh?
What are you doing here?
Well, you called and asked me to meet you here.
Yes, that's right. I did, didn't I?
Yes.
I did call.
Hello.
Hi.
So what did I want to talk to you about?
Well, I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
Right, right. I was just testing you. You see... The three of us, the girls and I, Terry, Janet, and myself, Jack.
Hi.
We want to talk to you about,
Yoo-hoo! Oh, my God.
Larry, what are you doing?
I'm trick-or-treating. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm here to find out about Furley's girlfriend.
Well, what about your actress friend?
Yeah, she had an audition for a dog food commercial.
Speaking of dogs... Do you really think you're gonna fool anybody in this ridiculous disguise?
Hey! Fresh!
Does that answer your question?
Girls, look who's here. It's Mrs. Furley. Hi, girls!
Mrs. Furley?
Yes, Mr. Furley's ex-wife.
Ex-wife? Why, he never said anything about an ex-wife to me.
Listen, honey! I bet there's a lot about Ralph you don't know, hon.
Mrs. Funny. See, Mrs. Furley, I think before you go any further, you should know that Marcia is dating your ex-husband.
Oh, yes! He mentioned you.
Now, just what did you mean by a few things about Ralph that I don't know?
Oh, you know the little things, hon. Like, he's very cranky in the morning, hates green vegetables, and he is poor as a church mouse.
Poor? What do you mean, poor? What about that apartment building?
Mine. Oh, mine. It was part of the divorce settlement. I ended up with everything.
Everything?
Total Rama.
Well.
Oh, that Ralphie, he's such a ladies' man. Of course, this is the first time he's gone in for an older woman.
Older woman.
But I guess it's like he said, for every old sock, There's an old shoe.
Old shoe?
Did I say something? Heavens to Murgatroyd, dear me, will you look at the time? And I'm off.
Afraid I don't know Ralph quite as well as I thought I did. Goodbye, all.
Marcia, I didn't expect to see you here, honey bun.
And you won't anymore, honey bun. Goodbye.
Marcia. Goodbye. I don't understand. I thought she really liked me.
Women.
Just last night, she was so lovey-dovey over dinner at the Pink Pheasant.
The Pink Pheasant?
She made you take her to an expensive place like that?
No, no, she took me. In her limousine.
Her limo? Her limo?
Mr. Farley, do you mean that she's rich?
Oh, yeah, she's loaded. I just can't believe it. She had it all. Brains, beauty, money, and now she's gone. Tell me this, kids. How did I manage to louse it up so badly?
Great, I'm out of paper. Maybe I should just make a box kite. Come on, you guys, cheer up. You thought you were helping Mr. Furley. That's what friends are for.
Thanks, Cindy.
I mean, you didn't know you were going to ruin Mr. Furley's life.
Cindy, if you ever walk by a man on a ledge about to jump, don't say anything. Just keep walking, okay? Thank you.
Guys, what are we gonna do?
Well, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call Marcia again and tell her that Furley's ex-wife made up all those stories about Furley womanizing.
Well, do you think she'll believe that?
She will, coming from me. If there's one thing I am, it's sincere. Marcia! Darling!
This is Jack Tripper. Hi, hi.
Listen.
I'll get it.
There's a bit of a problem.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi, Terry.
I'm Cindy.
What difference does it make? I just came up to see if you needed me for anything.
I did it! Mr. Furley, guess who's coming over later? No, Marcia! She wants to get back together again with you. I just called her and straightened the whole thing out.
That's nice.
What's wrong?
That's nice.
Get back together again! Marcia, me! Why did you say so in the first place?
Mr. Furley,
I... Come now, Jeff! I've got plans to make! How can I make any plans? I don't even know when she's getting here. When is she getting here?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Oh.
6 o'clock! Oh, it gives me 4 hours to get ready.
Gee, I thought Mr. Furley would be more excited than that.
Mr. Furley, wouldn't you like to sit down? Marcia's not going to be here for another 5 minutes.
4 minutes, 31 seconds. Darn laundry went and lost my Burt Reynolds shirt. Do you think Marcia will like this one? It looks a lot like the one Clint Eastwood wore in Dirty Harry.
Mr. Furley, now would you just relax? Soon Marcia will be here, and then you can go down to your place.
Oh, no, no, we're staying right here. I can't afford to make any more mistakes. I want you kids right by my side all night.
Okay, if you're sure that's what you want.
I'm positive. Whatever you do, don't leave me.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Oh, Ralph. Ooh, it's so good to see you again.
Goodbye, kids. I missed you so much.
Oh, and I missed you too.
See you later, kids.
Ooh, you look so handsome this evening.
I know. What are you still doing here?
We live here.
Well, if you're going to be picky about it, we'll get down to my place where we can get some privacy.
We did it.
We sure did. From now on in, it's up to Furley.
He goofs up now, it's his problem.
Guys, you're not going to believe this. Listen to this. Marshall Whitewood of Whitewood Real Estate bought 3 more apartment buildings last week in order to convert them to condominiums. Ms. Whitewood, known in real estate circles as the queen of the condos, wasted no time in serving the previous occupants with eviction notices. Boy, are we lucky we broke them up. Excuse me? Sable inglés. You hear what I just read?
So it was the building she was interested in all the time, not Furley.
So what are you all looking so sad about?
Larry, we may have broken them up yesterday.
But we went and got them back together again today.
What? After all my hard work? This is the last time I put on pantyhose for you people.
Okay, this has gone far enough. We have got to go down there, and we got to tell that lady the truth.
No, wait a minute. What about Mr. Furley? Now, he's going to be crushed.
Oh, you're right, Terry.
Yeah, Janet, you saw the way he was acting tonight, like a lovesick schoolboy.
Oh, I know.
He looked like he was about ready to propose.
Yeah.
Propose! Get out! Marcia, now that we're getting back together, there's something I've got to tell you. Actually, I'm not as successful as you might think.
Oh, come on, Ralph. You know you're sitting on a fortune here.
Really? Good thing you told me I was going to trade it in for hide-a-bed.
Oh.
Darn tenants, what now?
Hey, Mr. Furley, I gotta talk to you.
Not now.
Thanks, I knew you'd understand.
What is it?
Well, it's the cactus.
What about them?
Well, they look all dried out.
That's the way they're supposed to look. If they didn't, they'd be watermelons.
Look, Mr. Furley.
All right, I'll water them tomorrow.
No! They could be dead by then.
Miss Whitewood, we know why you've been dating Mr. Furley.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. You want this building.
So, what if I do?
Look, Marcia, Mr. Furley's really a very nice guy, and he really likes you,
and he wanted to make a good impression on you.
Wait a minute. What is it you're getting at?
He doesn't really own this building.
Oh, but Jack just said on the phone.
Never mind what Jack said. Mr. Furley's brother owns it, and you can check it out if you want.
Oh. That won't be necessary.
Does this mean that you won't want to see Mr. Furley anymore?
That's a mild understatement.
Miss Whitewood, could you just do us a favor and just say something to him before you just walk out?
Yes, I think that would be only right.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks.
I'll tell him what a low, sniveling little twerp he really is.
But you can't do that.
Oh, no? Give me one good reason why.
Why? Because you wouldn't want to be around Mr. Furley when somebody gets him angry. That's why.
Angry? That little mouse?
Oh, don't kid yourself. Underneath that mousy exterior lurks a very raging bull when someone gets him angry.
Oh, come on. Don't make me laugh.
There. Now I've watered the stupid cactus. Are you satisfied? Oops!
What was that?
Now look what you did.
Stop it, Mr. Farley!
Well, I was just gonna clean it up.
No, I didn't mean to insult you.
Insult me?
Don't hit me!
What?
Don't hit me!
Oh, my God!
What did he hit you? I was just gonna pick up the cactus.
I'm going out there!
No!
But I'm a nurse!
Won't you?
Mr. Furley's a maniac when he loses his temper.
Please be careful, Mr. Furley. You could kill it.
What are you talking about? These cactuses never die.
What?
They never die.
They never what?
Die!
Please, Mr. Furley, no more.
No more? Jack, I'm starting to get a little angry.
A little angry.
Oh yeah. You see, ordinarily I'm an easygoing guy, but you wouldn't want to be around me when I'm annoyed.
No. So I see.
What?
Please excuse me. Don't hit me! Please, Ralph. Now, Ralph, it's been very nice knowing you, but well, I don't think that I am the woman to make you happy. So goodbye.
Well, what did I do now?
Well, I guess that you just came on too strong.
I never laid a lip on her.
You didn't have to.
Yeah, it was in your tone of voice.
And the way you carried yourself.
The way you looked at her.
You know what your problem is, Mr. Furley? You're just too darn macho.
Too macho, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's what's been scaring all the women away. I guess I'll have to keep a tighter rein on it from now on. Still too much, huh? I'm gonna work on it.
Forget it, Jack!
Glad we straightened everything out.
Me too, but I'll tell you, poor Mr. Furley. I mean, he's so hung up on being macho.
It's all so silly. Either you got it or you haven't.
Personally, Jack, I don't think macho is all that important.
Me neither.
Oh, what do you girls go for?
Well, I like a guy who's soft-spoken.
I agree with you.
What?
I agree with you.
But he must be bold.
I agree with you too, damn straight!
You know what really turns me on?
What?
A guy who's considerate.
You know, where's my head? Here we are talking and you're still standing. Janet, have a seat.
I like a guy who's strong too.
Talk to me, Mama!
You know what really turns me on?
What?
A man who's unassuming.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting? Could I sit
down? Of course you are. So right ahead.
Thank you, very kind.
And I like a guy who's got a great sense of humor.
You killed me.
You know, the most important thing is that he must show self-restraint.
Yeah, he's got to know exactly when to stop.
I'll never make it.
Taped in front of a studio audience.